And so come into rest with the breath. Allowing the body to sink downwards with every out breath. Just letting go a little bit more with each breath. Allowing your body to open up to the space around you. To the space beneath you. Allowing yourself to really settle in to being here in the space. And so feeling the points where the body meets the floor. And allowing your weight to really travel downwards at these points into the floor. Just seeing if we can get a sense of our body lying here. Becoming aware of the temperature in the room. The air as it meets your face. The air as it meets your fingertips. And come into rest with the sounds. Can we just allow the sounds to float through our awareness, rising and falling, inviting in and letting go. Sounds are a wonderful way of becoming aware of the natural flow of everything, the natural changing patterns of everything in our experience. What we see, we tend to perceive as being fixed. But what we hear naturally just floats in and floats out again. We accept sound for being impermanent. Whereas the information brought to us by our other senses is perceived as being more static, more fixed. And so as we let go of attaching stories, attaching judgments to the sounds we hear, we allow our body just to rest, to let go of tension. Feeling the face soften and relax down towards the floor. Feeling the spine relax all the way from the top of your neck down to your pelvis. Feeling the shoulders relax outwards and the rocking sensation brought to them by the breath. Letting go of tension in the legs. And the feet, allowing them to be soft. And not holding them in any rigid position, just allowing them to flop backwards. Allowing the hands to be soft. Letting go of any sense of grasping with the fingers. Allowing them too to be rocked by the gentle movement of the breath. And as we enter into a deeper state of meditation, just beginning to bring our awareness towards any difficulty in the body. Anything that's calling out for our attention, for our love and for our care. And so now gently approaching that area. With our awareness, with the soft light of awareness, to shine that soft light, warm light, and illuminate this area. Saturating it with a warm colour of your choice. Allowing the colour to permeate the skin. And to be inside the body. Allowing the light to flood the area. Remembering to breathe with this light as it moves around. And if this pain that you have is a sharp, stabbing, throbbing pain that you feel is very unapproachable at this moment, just maybe first turning towards the pain and just asking yourself whether you can breathe with it, even for a few seconds. Saturating the breath around this pain, really breathing in to the pain itself, to the sensation itself. Turning fully towards the sensation. Becoming the sensation with your breath, wholly taking it on board. This may mean breathing deeper than normal for a while. This can help match the power that you feel from this sensation. Really breathing and opening up the sensation so that the edges of it become softer. And once we feel that we've approached the pain, allowing this light to gently fall upon the tissue, the muscles, the ligaments, maybe the bone itself. Allowing the light to bring with it a soft awareness. Allowing the light to softly, gently, gradually dissipate, dissolve the edges of the sensation. Just like the sounds in the room, so too do our physical sensations change. Turning towards any painful sensations or any tension with a deep sense of tenderness. Always accompanied by the breath. Befriending the painful sensations. Walking right up to them and throwing your arms around them. Welcome them in with as much care and tenderness as you can muster. And as you do this, maybe you begin to sense a loss of power from these sensations. Maybe they lose their edge as you turn towards them with a gentleness and caring for yourself. You can heighten this feeling of care and compassion for yourself by placing a hand on the area which needs your care right now. And even just feeling the warmth and the pressure can be immensely heartwarming. If you'd like to stroke the area with your fingertips, this can also help, along with some kind words which feel right for you just now. These words might just be something very simple, like, "May I always be well." Or, "May I turn towards myself with love and compassion." And if you feel any strong pulsating feelings, just rest in your fingertips there. And breathing deeply into this area for a couple of minutes. Allowing the air to saturate this area. And to tangibly feel the rise and fall as the breath enters and exits this area. Resting always in the pause. Blanketing these areas with a soft, kindly breath. Imagining snowflakes of tenderness, of kindness, gently falling on the muscles, the ligaments of this area. As they fall and meet the flesh, they dissolve tension. Breathing deeply into this area for as long as you need. And so I invite you for the last few minutes of this meditation to move between these techniques as you feel fits your situation right now. Saturating the painful sensations with the breath. Saturating the area with light. Feeling into the pulsation with your fingers. Really breathing into that area. Placing a hand or stroking the area. And adding in some warm, tender affirmations. Preferably saying them out loud. So just asking your body, really listening to your body and asking it which of these techniques would be most useful right now. And now letting go of this area, both physically and in the mind, gently moving our awareness to encompass the whole body, doing this slowly, and carefully disentangling ourselves with the area with which we've been working. So gradually becoming aware once more of the body lying here in this space. And becoming aware of the changes in sensation which we've experienced over the last half an hour. And giving thanks for those changes as we now move in to the rest of our day in a state of calmness and greater ease.